This is KUT. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wants the Texas House of Representatives to vote on a bill that would give parents a certain amount of taxpayer dollars for private or religious schools, otherwise known as school vouchers. KUT's Kate McGee reports the Lieutenant Governor spoke at an annual rally supporting alternatives to public schools.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Hundreds of parents, education advocates, and students gathered on the south steps of the Capitol Tuesday morning. Speakers at the rally say parents and students want the option to attend schools besides their traditional public school. This year, the focus is on vouchers. Lawmakers are expected to file a bill that creates education savings accounts where parents receive a certain amount of money to use toward private school tuition or other education costs like tutoring. On Tuesday, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick put pressure on the House of Representatives to vote on the upcoming bill.
If you block a bill from a vote on school choice, you are blocking the future of that child, of that family, of that American dream. We want a vote up or down in the Senate and in the House this session on school choice.
Last legislative session, the Senate approved a school voucher bill, but it died in the House without a vote. Governor Greg Abbott says he wants the bill to make it to his desk.
I hope and I urge that that law reach my desk. And when it does, I will make the choice to sign it.
As of yesterday evening, the school voucher bill had not been filed, so it's unclear who would qualify for these vouchers and how much money parents would receive. Meanwhile, two companion bills were filed in the House and Senate that would create a tax credit scholarship pilot program. That essentially allows corporations to contribute money to nonprofits that award tuition scholarships to students. In exchange, those companies can receive a tax credit. Critics of school vouchers say studies show students who use them do not perform better than students who remain in traditional schools. They also raise concerns about sending taxpayer dollars to private schools, where the state cannot hold those schools academically accountable. Dr. Julie Mead from the University of Wisconsin spoke this week at a Texas Freedom Network symposium on vouchers.
Who decides what it means to be educated and educated citizen? How do we decide collectively? And how do we decide collectively what those standards are? And if the public has no influence into those standards or what in fact is being taught, are we losing something that our grandparents put together?
The Senate is expected to file a school voucher bill by the end of the week. Kate McGee, KUT News.